Hello, how you doing, Daryl?
Okay.
Hey, Daryl, this is Mario. I'm actually one of the directors of the company. We're in charge of pricing for the business. I know you spoke to Patty, one of our agents, Patricia. Did you have any questions regarding what you guys went over, Daryl? I mean, aside from pricing?
Yeah, what am I looking at? If I'm only interested in, I need a website.
Okay.
Which I have to pay every month to rent a website. I just buy it outright. I can always get somebody to create a website. But website and possibly a listing to get at least 20 calls a month. Residential only.
Residential only. Okay. All right.
30-mile radius of 27603 zip code.
All right, man. I appreciate that. You have everything right to the point, man. You just make it a lot easier, right? Hey, this is what I want. And how much is it?
What's wrong with these people nowadays? They don't know what the fuck they want.
Hey, man, I don't mean to laugh. I just I appreciate a straight shooter, man. I'll shoot it to you really straight, and I'll, you know, won't take much of your time, brother. So the way that we work, our company name is Local Splash, right? We have a partnership with Google, right? Within our company, we had a position that opened up this morning. We're going to get that filled in today, right? Whether we work with you or another company that does HVAC, we had a position that opened up for that. And the way that it works, Daryl, is that if we start working with you, we'll put you on the first page of Google and Bing, and then we will close that category out, right? We close that category out since we only work with one client that does what you do, right? We don't work with anyone that does the same thing because we don't compete against ourselves, right? So and Riley, we would only work with you. And here's the bottom line, man. We'll put you on the first page of Google, right, where, you know, we'll put you on the map. And this is what's included, because I know you said you wanted those two things, but let me tell you what's included. You get the first page of Google, you get a website, right? We'll create a website for you. I just send that over to you. Let me know if you got it. I text it to you.
I saw something come through, but I haven't looked
at it. Yeah, if you opened it, and just hit the link, you know, that's the website. It's a sample site, obviously. It's a sample site that we would create for you, right? And I mean, that's going to be a game changer for the business, having your own website, because it makes your legitimacy, right, look like, you know, complete legit business. You know, if you want to click on it and then just scroll through it, it's really simple. You click on it, you choose whatever, way you want to see it. There's different icons. And obviously, it would be, you know, the pictures that you would provide for us, whatever you wanted to say on here, right? I mean, your experience.
Do you have a SMS text capability where they can just click and text?
Yeah, you see right on the bottom it says SMS and then you'll see a phone.
Oh, okay.
You see that? If they just click on it, they don't have to look you up. They just click on that and boom, they'll be able to dial or text you.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah, and the
automatically text, because I don't get on the computer to look at emails very much.
No. Yeah, it would send you a text automatically, right? It would reach out to you. Boom, just text you or call you, which is a lot easier because customers are not even lazy. They don't want to look things up. They just want to be able to text or call, right?
They're lazy. The meter lazy. They want to email everybody. Crazy.
Right. Aside from that,
try dating a female anymore. They don't want to meet you or talk to you, even touch you or hear what your voice sounds like. They want to text you and fall in love. I've been
I don't think you're lying.
They said, do you have WhatsApp? I said, no, but I got a damn telephone. You said, here's my number, call me.
On top of getting you the website, what's already included in our package, Daryl, it's also getting you a Facebook account to put ads on there for you. I don't know if you know how that works. The ads are excellent, man. I'll tell you that because I have my sister and my cousin. Well, you know, I brought them to the company a while back, and the ads have worked miracles for them, right? Because the way that it works is, let's say someone, you know, in Riley or in the area is looking for a for someone that does heating and air, then, I mean, you're going to be one of the top companies recommended on the first page of Google. But aside from that, when the customer looks that up, later down the line when they're on their own Facebook, they start seeing ads that will pop up from All Comfort Air Heating and Cooling Services, right?
Right.
It's like right now, if you get on Google and you type in plumber, right, just for example, plumber in Riley, you'll notice that when you get on your own Facebook account later tonight, you'll start seeing ads from plumbers. And just like, wait a minute. But that's how advertisement works, right? To remind people, hey, man, you needed a plumber, remember? So we get ads going for you on Facebook. We put you on Yelp, and we put you on Apple, right?
Now, am I going to be responsible for each click? Like each
time somebody No. That's probably one of the worst things you could do, right? Which is like a pay per click or a pay per lead. Which means that anytime somebody hits you up, whether it's a good lead or not, you gotta come out of pocket. That makes no sense to me, man.
Yeah. Yelp did that shit to me and charged me $390. I said, I ain't paying you shit, you sorry about it.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of clicks that ask me a bunch of questions. What type of person should I set my thumbs at? Charge me $90 to answer that damn stupid question. I had three or four of them come through like that, and they told me that wouldn't happen. So I said Yelp.
Here's the thing. Yeah, well, Yelp is part of a service that's already included with us. You don't pay for that separately, okay? And here's the reality, man. Look, I'm going to be straight with you, Daryl. When I looked up HVAC, workers or people that are looking for HVACs. I did a search on our, because we have an analytics system, right, since we are partners with Google that we're able to see how many people search. In Riley alone, there's been over 1,200 searches for people needing air or heating. And the only reason I'm giving you that feedback is imagine if you were getting a piece of that pie, right, just the percentage of those people searching on Google. It'd be a game changer, man. You know, it's your competition
down
there. You know?
Absolutely.
So that's where you gotta be, man. And here's the reality, like, since we only work with one company per area, you know, as soon as the position becomes filled, then we close it out. We don't work with anyone else. So, and here's, I think you wanna know, well, how much is this, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we're not a contract, Daryl. Our prices are extremely affordable. I think you're going to like this. Our monthly rate, and the only reason we have our rate so affordable is because we work as a partner to Google. It's $249 a month. That's a flat rate. You know, you don't pay any more. You don't pay any.
Am I locked in for a year? Or do I have
No. There's no contract. So you know, the reason we do that because our cancellation rate is so low that we know that clients, once they join us, they stay with us, you know? Right. And what happens is that anytime...
I'm going to try this. What do I have to do to try this? But right now, I don't have a credit card handy, and that's the only way I can pay for it is with a credit card. But I'm willing to try this. Would you...
All right, hold on. Let me hold on. Let me set this spot to the side so they don't give it up. Give me 1 second. Yeah, I can't do it right now.
I cannot give you the credit card right now. Is what I'm saying. I don't have it handy. I have to go get it, my credit card, and then either back or you call me this afternoon or tomorrow morning, whatever works best.
Okay. Oh, okay. So you're not able to get this done right now, then? That's what you're saying?
No, not at this time. I have to go get the credit card, and I'm not able to just leave right now.
Okay.
You want to call me back in an hour?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me put some notes on here. I'm asking the department See if I can hold this for you. Go, give me just 1 second, okay? Yeah, because I'm not even trying to pull your leg or kid you, man. I mean, what happens is that it goes back into the queue, right? You're the second person that we call. The first person that we called this morning didn't answer. And what happens is the queue system will call the next person that does HVAC. And then what happens from then, if the position is, taken from them, then we don't have it available anymore, man.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah, and just keep in mind, the only thing that is paid the first month is $99 with the monthly service, and everybody pays the $99, which is a programming charge. But you only pay that the first month. All right, so this is what I'm going to do.
What? The $99 plus the $249?
Yeah, that's on the first month only. Yeah, because we got to get the domain going.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Give me a second. It's sorry, there. I don't mean to laugh, man. I don't get to laugh too often.
I like the fact that you laugh. I like it.
Yeah, I don't get that too often, man. You know, I appreciate your attitude because normally it's just people just straight business. You know, it's like yeah, I like it. Sign me up, and then. You know, they're like, sign me up, and there's no hee-hee-ha, it's just business, you know, so I appreciate it.
people are phony as hell. They don't want to hear the truth, they want to hear lies. Just look at what they put in the damn White House, for God's sake. Tell you all you need to know. People are.
You know what, I couldn't agree with you more, but I do want to remind you that this call is being monitored and recorded, so I really can't discuss much with you that I would love to.
No, I understand that. Well, listen, I'm going to have to think about this. That's $349 a month.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for the first month.
No. It's not $349 a month. Hold on. I'm asking the department. Give me 1 second. Let them respond. Give me 1 second. I send them a message. Just give me about 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
It's our finance team, and give me a second. I'm trying to do something here for you, bro. Just bear with me. I don't have the authority to do it myself. More comfortable with children. All right. So approved for 26 and 7. And okay, you there with me, Daryl?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what we can do, man. I messaged the department. They gave me the permission to put a 2 to 4 hour hold on the account. And then I said that you were having a hardship, right? I mean, because you did tell me you're $349 is a little bit out of your budget, right? So I advised them that you were having a hardship, and I asked permission to waive the programming charge, and they granted me permission. So you would start at $249.
Okay.
Which they normally don't do. I'll be straight with you, brother. I mean, they normally don't do that. But I told them that, you know, you're a new client and you're having a hard time.
So do I call you back in 2 to 4 hours, or do you call me back in 2 to 4 hours?
No, I'm going to call you back because I don't want you to have to be on hold and all that other stuff. So.
Call me after 3. Call me after 3.
3. Okay, you got it, brother. I'll call you after 3.
I need to go. I can't keep talking right now. So call
all right, bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you.